Jack Armstrong.
Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Every Cherokee be champion, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Say, have you been getting as excited and steamed up as I have about the remarkable instrument Jack Armstrong is carrying on his adventures? Well, I mean the mechanical pedometer Jack uses to measure the mile he travels through the Philippine jungle. I'll bet you'd like to own a pedometer like Jack's, too. And golly, I don't blame you. It's just about the handiest instrument a fellow or girl could want. Just think of it. Here's a small metal case, not much bigger than a pocket watch, fitted out with a special mechanism that registers every single step you take, adds up the steps into miles and fractions of miles, and shows you the distance you walk any place you want to go. Now, maybe you've seen pedometers for sale in stores. You wanted to carry one on hikes and camping trips, but they cost a lot of money, and so you couldn't buy one. Well, what do you say to this? I'm going to arrange for you to own a genuine automatic pedometer like the one Jack Armstrong carries. A pedometer that is just as accurate, just as reliable, mile for mile, as other more expensive pedometers you may have seen. And you're going to get this fine Jack Armstrong pedometer for only 10 cents in cash and the top from a package of Wheaties. Boy, I wish you could see the Jack Armstrong pedometer. See what a handsome, well-made, sturdy instrument it really is. Why, all you've got to do is look at it just once, then give it a careful test on your next hike or walking expedition, and I know you'll agree the Jack Armstrong pedometer is great stuff. This Jack Armstrong model is made entirely of metal, finished in gleaming nickel plate with a three-color instrument dial. As you walk, the dial slowly turns, checking off the miles you travel, very much like the speedometer on an automobile. The pedometer, which is fitted with a special clip that attaches to your pocket or belt, gives mileage readings adjusted to your own individual stride. What's more, the case is embossed with a nameplate where you can print your own name. Now, I don't need to tell you that our supply of these dandy pedometers will be snapped up in a hurry. Thousands of fellows and girls will want them, and if you're going to be among the first in your crowd to carry a genuine automatic pedometer on hiking and camping trips, you've got to act fast, and I mean fast. Now remember, the Jack Armstrong pedometer is yours for only 10 cents in cash and a Wheaties box top. Then, mail to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. If you got that, one Wheaties box top and one dime, 10 cents in cash, with your name and address. Send to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now, don't wait until the supply is all gone. Get your pedometer now while the getting's good. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Jack and Billy and Uncle Jim have just surprised the Filipino tribesmen who guarded the rear entrance to a large cave in the hill country, the Zamboanga Peninsula in Mindanao. In this cave are hidden a large supply of smuggled rifles, which the hostile tribes of Zamboanga had planned to use in an uprising against the U.S. Army troops. The main entrance to this cave is on the other side of the hill and is guarded by one of the hostile tribes. Nerua, disguised as a Moro peddler, is somewhere in the cave, as is also Lieutenant Rawlings, who is held prisoner. Right now, as Jack and Uncle Jim tie and gag the sentry, they're keeping a sharp lookout downstream for signs of another hostile tribe led by Karang, who is pursuing him. Listen.
There, Uncle Jim. Try some now, Betty. Pick up that equipment from the sentry and throw away. Be careful with it. It's a mighty sharp weapon.
What do we do now, Uncle Jim? Carl Ryan and his men will be in sight in just a minute or two.
We're going to carry out our original plan, Billy. We're going to hide in the back entrance to the cave until the soldiers come to rescue Lieutenant Rawlings.
But maybe Carl Ryan will know about this secret entrance to the cave, Uncle Jim.
We'll have to take a chance on that, Betty. Let's see now. That little back entrance should be hidden behind those bushes just above us.
That's where it is, Uncle Jim. Billy and I saw it just before the sentry appeared.
Good. We'll get up there and into the back of the cave right away. Give me that bolo, Betty. I want to look as scarce as possible so our prisoner won't give us any trouble.
Here's the bolo, Uncle Jim. My, but I'd hate to fight anybody who had one of these things in his hand.
So would I, Betty. Now we'll see if this native understands the sign language of the bolo. Come along, you. We're going up into that cave.
You see what you're pointing at, Uncle Jim? See how surprised he looks. Jumping to me, I'll be surprised. He wouldn't expect us to be going into the cave where the rifles are hidden and where Lieutenant Rawlings is prisoner and where all of the other tribesmen are.
But then he doesn't know what we know, Billy. He doesn't know that in just about 1 minute, Kaurang and his men are going to come up that creek looking for us.
He gets the idea. He's standing up now. I'll stay in front of him, Jack, to make sure he doesn't make a break when we get inside the cave. You and Billy stay behind him to keep him from making a break back to the creek. You stay with me, Betty. Come on.
Jack, I hope Manuel was right when he said the back entrance to this cave was a natural tunnel. It'd be just too bad if we popped inside the entrance and found ourselves right in a big cave.
Yeah, that would be a bad break, Billy. But this entrance is so small that it must be just a small tunnel.
Look, Jack. Uncle Jim is giving Betty a hand up that steep slope. We better keep an eye on this native and see that he doesn't try any tricks.
I'm watching him. He can't do much with his hands tied behind his back.
There, Betty's up. They're going through the bushes that hide the entrance.
Be careful with these bushes when you come through, Jack. We don't want to break them or disturb their natural appearance.
We'll be careful, Uncle Jim. Hey,
Billy, where's my pedometer? It isn't on my belt.
But don't you remember? You gave it to the sentry to look at, Jack, when we were trying to distract his attention.
That's right, Billy. He had it when Uncle Jim surprised him from behind. He must have dropped it at the same spot. I've got to go back and get it.
Oh, holy smoke, Jack. Carl Ryan and his men will be in sight almost any moment.
We can't afford to lose that pedometer, Billy. Uncle Jim.
What is it, Jack?
I think that sentry dropped my pedometer during that scuffle. Don't you think I'd better go back and look for it?
Perhaps you had, Jack. That pedometer's going to be very useful when we get into the interior. I'll wait here and keep an eye on our prisoner. Make it fast.
I'll be back in a minute, Billy.
Oh, I'll come with you, Jack.
Better hurry. If Caron gets here before we get in this cave, it's going to be too bad for us.
Come on, Billy. We'll slide down there in half a jiffy. Watch this loose stone. I didn't see any sign of Caron and his men down the creek drift, Jack.
Neither do I, Billy. Look, there's the pedometer right below it. I hope it didn't get broken when he dropped it on that rock.
That's a pretty tough instrument to break, Jack. Just think what it's been through since we got it.
Here we are. Let's see if it's still working. Yep, still registers when I move. Listen, Billy. I'm going to wait out in the creek a little and find out if I can see around the bend. Maybe Carl Lang and his men have reached the creek and are coming here now.
Well, okay, Jack, but hurry.
It won't take a second, Billy.
What's Jack doing, Billy?
He's going out in the creek to see if Carl Lang is coming, Uncle Jim. Do you see anything, Jack?
That's it, Billy. Wait a minute. There are a couple of men coming this way. They're looking along the edge of the bank to pick up our tracks.
Oh, fantastic. Come on back, Jack. We've got to get into the cave before they get here.
You bet I'm coming back. You start back up, Billy. I'll be right behind you.
Okay, Jack. I'll tell Uncle Jim.
Did Jack see anyone, Billy?
You saw two men, Uncle Jim. They were looking along the edge of the creek for our tracks.
They won't find any there. They're already up. Jack's climbing up behind you.
Billy, will I get inside before Jack gets back
up here? Oh, I don't know, Billy. I didn't see them. I don't know how far away they are.
Come on through these bushes, Billy. Here's the entrance to the cave right here. It's just a hole in the cliff. Don't break off any bushes.
Oh, so it's so hard.
Look out, Billy. I can't get through this hole while you stand there.
You're back in here. Where's Uncle Jim and the sentry?
Here I am, Billy, standing by our prisoner. Is Jack almost up?
I'll be up in half a jiffy, Uncle Jim. Here, Jack. Crawl through the bushes right here.
Watch your step.
Oh, there you are, Uncle Jim. Move over a little, Jack. You'll be able to see
Billy.
The creek. You knew that we waited along the creek, either upstream or downstream. So he probably has men searching in both directions until they pick up our tracks.
You're going to show him, Mark, Uncle Jim? Do you think he'll pick up our tracks right below us here?
I hope not, Billy. The shore's all rocky there, and we wouldn't leave any tracks. But if they hunt around all day, they'll find something to tell them where we've gone.
But maybe the soldiers will find the cave first, Uncle Jim. They must be on the way by this time.
It may take them a little while to find this cave, then. And in the meanwhile, we've got to make sure that no harm comes to Lieutenant Rowley.
We've got to find Manuel, too, Uncle Jim. We've got to tell him that Caron and Nathan come. They won't wait for Manuel when they discover his disguise.
And how on earth will we ever find him?
We can warn him. Look, Uncle Jim. There are two men coming to the creek now. You can see them through the bush that hides this hole in the cliff.
One of them is here. The other some tribes.
They're coming pretty soon.
Crickets, Jack, but there's more tunnels to hide.
We need water.
Well, they'll make that out when it gets under the hill, but there may be all sorts of side tunnels in this cave.
But it must go into the big cave where the small rifles are hidden. And that's probably where Lieutenant Rawlings is held prisoner.
Manuel's in the big cave now, Uncle Jim.
I bet he is, Betty. He'll find a chance to talk to Rawlings if he can.
But how far is the big cave from this back entrance?
Oh, it must be quite a distance. It's on the other side of the hill, you know.
Quiet now. Don't speak above a whisper. Gates and that tribesmen are getting close to us.
We'll soon find out if they know about this secret entrance from the cave.
I think we'd better explore this tunnel a little and see what we've got under this hill.
That's going to need to work, Uncle Jim. We'll go into it just as quietly as we can. And you can stay here and guard this fence.
All right, Jim. Everybody work hard. Take the candle and put my arm. Oh, I'm sure I can help.
Minnesota. I'll promise you some of the best fun you've ever had when you get your pedometer. Ask for Wheaties and send today.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat for the Mars brand.
This is Frank Wilcox saying goodbye and tell them all for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Oh, just buy Wheaties, the best food.